Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
You guys, it's Rick Tittle.
Oh, it's another TGIF edition of Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. I am your eponymous host coming to you from downtown San Francisco, California, where we use big words like eponymous. Come on in and get heard.
You say hippopotamus?
Kind of like that. Usually talking sports here, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, quidditch, volleyball, chess, checkers, rugby, cricket, that type of stuff. But we do get into the tamer interhible. Heenum, what's Steve Martin say? I talk wrong to babies so they don't learn English. Mongo, dog face, banana patch. Maybe that's what I'm doing right now. We get into the entertainment world deep in the first hour on Fridays, and we do that with our friend Jan Wall, the film critic. And, of course, she always gives this show five hats, baby. And so we'll talk to Jan the first hour. We'll also have comedian Dan Cummins once again. And my pièce de résistance in the show, I have the great Chris Everett coming up at 11:40. And I once worked a tennis tournament in 1981 at the Coliseum, the old Avon. I was 16 years old. And Chris Everett was one of the stars then. And she was very nice to me. She's always been very classy. And we'll talk some tennis with Chris. Your calls available at the toll-free line 1-800-878-PLAY. Questions, comments, concerns, things keeping you up at night, furies racing through your brain, whatever's going on, stream of consciousness, 1-800-878-PLAY. Big salute to our brave men and women listening both home and abroad on the American Forces Radio Network, especially saluting the enlisted men and women who do all the hard work and never get saluted. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. We're proud of you. Other ways of listening to the show, streaming through sportsbyline.com. Go there. Click listen live. Any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. The TuneIn Radio app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app on your TV set, CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network, channel 2, 35 million homes, girl. And the Twitter is at Rick Tittle. Come on back with Jan Wall, y'all.
It's back to school time, so here's a lesson in big wireless hype. Flashy phone sales usually don't add up to actual savings. Graduate to Straight Talk Wireless. You can keep your phone, number, and 5G network. And for a limited time, get double the data for just $35 a month, all on America's best 5G networks. Keep your phone, lower your bill. It's a no-brainer. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Requires a compatible unlocked phone and Straight Talk KYOP kit. Double data ends 10/30/21. Standard 5GB high-speed data on $35 plans redeemed thereafter. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
The double play!
It's baseball season, and you're ready to go all out. So you ordered the essentials to make game day a success, like a jersey, a power recliner, and a bigger screen. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put toward an essential piece of the celebration, an air horn. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/morerewarding. Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome, he's a genius.
Hey, thank you for that. Welcome back to the show, Rick Tittle with you. And before we bring on our guests, let's say hello to our very good friend who co-hosts this first hour with me on Fridays. It is Jan Wall. How you doing, Jan?
Hey, Rick. It's an honor to co-host.
Oh, that's very nice of you. You're in a good mood, huh?
Well, you know, you're a smart guy. You're a funny guy. You're even a sexy guy.
Ah, thanks, Jan. I appreciate that. And that's the end of the show today. We'll have a great weekend.
Right.
Let's bring in our first guest. It is Sean Hathwell,
and Sean
works for the Larry Edmonds Bookshop in Hollywood. And Sean, welcome to the show. For people who don't know about the Larry Edmonds Bookshop, can you give us a little brief description, please?
Yes, it's a well. First of all, good morning to everyone.
Good morning, Larry Edmonds. Sean.
Thank you. Larry Edmonds Bookshop.
You know I love Larry Edmonds Bookstore. Oh, my God.
Yes, I do. And it's nice to hear your voice again, Jan. Larry Edmonds Bookshop started in 1938 as a general bookstore, but then over the years, around the 1950s, it developed solely as a focus for cinema-related books, books about movie making, star biographies, director biographies, and autobios, and more importantly, paper and ephemera that's connected with film. Movie posters, movie lobby cards, movie photos, promotional stills, and whatnot, scripts, screenplays, and just general Hollywood history in itself.
Oh, there's nobody in the business, Sean, that doesn't know about Larry Edmonds Bookstore. For example, you had Spike Lee in to collect a lot of his own stuff.
That's true. You know, we've had there's a lot of directors. I don't want to name drop too many, but probably the first famous instance was probably Peter Bogdanovich, who actually shows up in a Agnes Varda film that she made in 1968, around the time of the Bobby Kennedy assassination, called Lions, Love, and Lies. Starring Viva from the Warhol crowd and the two guys that created the Hair musical, Jerome Ragni and Rado. So there's a clip in the movie that focuses on Larry Edmonds, where the camera goes into the shop and you see Git, who was the owner at that time, and you see a guy walking out of the store and he holds up a book. And if you look closely, it's Peter Bogdanovich. And at first you think he's holding up the book to cover his face so the camera doesn't. But then as you look closer, it's the book that Peter Bogdanovich wrote about John Ford. So he was a guy that shopped here years before he became known as a director. He would come into the shop.
And Michael Jackson used to come. Michael Jackson used to come there and get Disney
Michael
stuff.
Michael Jackson would come incognito, yes, and he loved to get Disney stuff and you know, all kinds of you know, Mickey Mouse and Tinkerbell and all that stuff. But yeah, he would generally come in with.
Why is that not surprising?
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
When you call your place Neverland.
Yeah. Hey Rick, you have I spent 3 hours there and it wasn't enough. A couple weeks ago, spent way too much money. They ship books out. Any book you can think of about show business is fabulous.
Yeah, we frequently get a lot of people that come in and say, "Oh, I could spend hours in here." And of course, a lot of these people are tourists and they're on a schedule. They maybe have a tour booked, or they got, you know, or they're with family, and so they may be into it, but the rest of their family may not, so they're like dragging, you know. So we get a lot of people that wish they could spend more time in and just, you know, spend a whole weekend. So we get a lot of repeat customers, people that come back when they're unencumbered. So it's a good place to just browse, and we're not kind of like, we're kind of low-key. We don't, you know, like to pressure people. It's just, we like to give people their space because, yeah, it's more of a browsing type of store where, you know, maybe you come in, you're not sure what you're looking for, and it's, you know, serendipity comes into play, and, you know, you come in maybe looking, thinking you're looking for something, then something else catches your eye. But if you give people
time to
browse...
That's how I ended up spending so much money.
Yeah, if you give people time to browse, generally they'll find
something. Yeah, I love the way you ship stuff out. It's just the best. So if anybody out there has any kind of thing they'd like to read about or research, Sean's the guy at Larry Edmonds.
Speaking of Sean
Hathaway,
Larry Edmonds Bookshop. And, and Sean, just to, when I think about, you know, brick and mortar bookshops in today's world, and even in the 80s and 90s when like B. Dalton and Barnes & Noble were buying up these places, you guys have persevered as an indie, haven't you?
It's definitely been a long, long road. I remember when I first, my first visit to Hollywood was in the 1970s. And you could, if you walked from west to east down Hollywood Boulevard, you could hit about 10 bookshops. There was the most famous ones being Pickwick Books, which later turned into B. Dalton. Book City, which was run by Al Siegel and his family. Then you had Larry Edmonds, you had Cherokee Books, Stanley Rose, and you had Hollywood Book and Poster and Hollywood Collectibles. And then there was a few more scattered down the street or down the side streets like Wilcox. But, you know, you could literally spend a whole weekend just visiting all the bookstores. And through rising rents, changing demographics, and of course, you know, Amazon, and the changing habits of people buying online instead of going out to shops, most of these places have disappeared. And it's really sad because it actually helps business when there are more bookstores around. Because when there was a lot of bookstores on the boulevard, it was kind of like a destination for people that were into books. And so they would know, wow, you know, I could go to Hollywood and visit like all these bookshops, and if one shop didn't have something, another shop would. So it actually attracted more business, because now without the bookstores, without, you know, with us, just us being here, most of the general tourists that we get, they're, you know, most of them are younger, and, you know, it's getting harder to find the tourist that's really coming here and wants to buy books, especially after 9/11, when the airlines changed their luggage policies and stuff like that. You know, if you buy books, books are heavy, and a lot of people don't want to, like, you know, buy something heavy. That's why we had to really go and focus more on shipping, because people were reticent to buy a bunch of books and then have to pack them in their suitcase when it was going to cost them more. So
you mentioned that,
you know, 9/11, and then COVID. That really helped us focus more on let's get our mail order thing going. But brick and mortars, I think, you know, every once in a while we have people come in, and it's that smell of old books. You know, that smell of old paper. Some people, you know, miss that, and those are the people that we love. Those are the people that are willing to go out and still have that tactile sense of holding something in their hand, whether it's a book.
And you told me the young people really like sci-fi. You know, they even like musicals.
Well,
the
main genre that is helping young people get into classic film, I think, is film noir. And over the last 20 years, especially since 1998, when Eddie Mueller did his first film noir retrospective festival at the Egyptian Theater in 1998. And then, of course, later he brought it up to the Castro Theater in San Francisco. The success of that, and then the success of Eddie Mueller starting the Film Noir Foundation, and then later that got him his gig on TCM as the Czar Noir and Noir Alley. Those movies, I think, hold up better if you look at any genre of the golden age of Hollywood. I think film noir resonates better with younger generation than any other genre, whether it's musicals, westerns, Gone with the Wind type epics. It's film noir that speaks to the modern person, I think. And that's the gateway to classic cinema that these young kids are finding.
Yeah.
They get into film noir, and then that leads to various portals through other golden age of Hollywood, like whether it's Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, or Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, or whatever.
All right. I unfortunately got to leave it there. Make sure to check out the Larry Edmonds Bookshop, 6644 Hollywood Boulevard. We've been speaking with Sean Hathwell. Thanks a lot for coming on, Sean.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, Rick and Jan. Best of health to you both.
All right. Okay. Sounds good. And we got another guest on the other side, Rick Tittle and Jan Wall. Come on back on Byline.
Even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill.
That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
I'm not insightful enough to be a movie critic. Maybe I could be a food critic. These muffins taste bad. Or an art critic. That painting is bad.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
All right, whatever works. Thank you for that. And welcome back to the show, Rick Tittle with you, with Jan Wall, coast to coast and border to border around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure now to welcome to the show a great musician. It is Senri Oe, Japanese star, worldwide star, really, going all the way back into the 80s, and jazz pianist working on his seventh studio jazz album. It is out, called Letter to New York. Senri, welcome to the show. You composed this whole thing during the quarantine, is that right?
Yeah, that's true. Of course, I have to say thank you so much for having me and your wonderful program. Yeah, yes, as you said to me, I've been staying home long time in 2020. The beginning of this year, 2021, relocated to a new place, and I got a fresh year to make a new album. This called Pandemic Jazz, because I did everything digitally performed by me at my apartment.
You know, I've spent time there in Japan, and the jazz is so popular. In the hotel where I was, all it was jazz they were playing. It was wonderful.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm happy to hear it. Yes. Tokyo Jazz Sea in the center of Tokyo, that's very popular. And when you go to the soba restaurant, you can hear the background music. Jazz, smooth jazz to, Charlie Parker, Bill Evans as well. And the vocals are very, very popular.
Miles Davis, really popular there.
Yeah, that's true, yes.
Wow, that's just so great. Is that what influenced you?
I had a big influence, inspiration from Thelonious Monk.
Thelonious Monk, is that what?
Yeah, he used a lot of Horton scale. It's a funky style. I really like that, and I got a big inspiration.
When I think about all the great arenas you have played, the one that I always think of, because I had the Cheap Trick album in the 70s, is when they were live at Budokan, which was supposed to be just for martial arts. So what was it like when you got to play the Nippon Budokan?
Yeah. I did the Nippon Budokan, a huge hall. That's just like for me a big event. So event makes me a little bit, routine doing like that, 1A to Z. I have to shadow A, B, C, D, E, F, G, dun, 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 V. So I prefer a very small, you know, intimate, more intimate concert, actually. But if I had a chance to do a Nippon Budokan, Yokohama Stadium, Madison Square Garden, like that type of concert, my feeling always intimate, you know, just like this conversation, always.
Could you talk a little bit about the instruments you play?
Mm-hmm.
What do you play?
Instrument is piano. First, when I was 3, I started to classical piano training. So when I was 15, I ran into a jazz coincidentally at the vinyl store. The first record may be Chris Cornell and Bill Evans, like that. What's going on? Yeah, I fall in love jazz. And now, when I was 47, I came to America to enter the music school, and now I turn jazz pianist here in America.
Wow. You know who's really helped jazz piano here right now is John Baptiste. Are you aware of John Baptiste?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really popular here.
He's been on the Rick Tittle Show, too. How about that, John Baptiste?
No kidding?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fine, Rick. When I'm not with you, you have these, you know, it's good.
Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with Senri OA, and he has a new album out called Letter to New York. I admire the fact that, you know, you were big in the 80s, and you've stayed relevant, and you have kept writing new music. How hard has that been to sort of transcend these different eras of music that we've had and to stay at the forefront like you have?
Before, just after I came to your school, I always think about I have to, you know, become a jazz cat to nail music. But now, you know, after I made a Boys and Girls, that album, just sort of, I transfer my 80s, 90s pop music into jazz style, you know. So after that, I can do pop and jazz back and forth mix up. So now I'm very free and organic. So this new album is just by myself at my apartment, 24 hours, 7 days. So music just like a daily routine meal. So you can enjoy to listen to my, you know, very, very, you know, how I call maybe electric friendly jazz.
So when you were in university, you're majoring in economics, but you tell your parents, I'm going to be a music star. Were they saying, hey, it sounds great, you're very talented, or did they say, no, you should stick with economics?
Yeah, around that time, yeah, that's, I don't know why I entered the first university. My major is economics. But, you know, on the other hand, the music already happened. So I saw a record company people, and I already started to discipline and trained to be a singer-songwriter as a pop star. So, you know, I always absent at school, and I really appreciate my friends. So still we are friends now. Some friends working for, you know, TV company broadcasting radio or something like that. We're still working together, even though I'm here in New York. We did some Zoom radio show or something like that. Still friends.
I love that you were absent at school, but so they understood this was very serious for you. I mean, this wasn't just something you were playing with.
Yeah.
That's great.
What is it? And then so one final question for you. Letter to New York. What is it about New York City that you love so much that you made this album for New York?
What is the city for me is we are just like old friends, because I love New York, and through the pandemic time we survived. So I could not know right now how much I love the city, New York. So that's why I put the title Letter to New York, just like a love letter.
Great stuff. Letter to New York. Check it out from our guest, Senri Oe, the legendary jazz pianist from Japan. Senri, thank you so much for your time and congratulations
so
on the album.
Congratulations, Senri.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to hear you. Thank you.
No doubt. And Jan, it's interesting because when, you know, you look through all the things that he's done, and he's done, you know, literally like over 100 different musical projects, the one that really sticks out to me is Red Monkey, Yellow Fish. That's the one I want to hear.
Why?
Red Monkey.
Why that?
Red Monkey, Yellow Fish. It sounds fun.
Oh. Okay. He sounds great. I'm looking him up. He just sounds infused with the joy of playing jazz piano.
You know what?
I love jazz piano. I love it. Do you know that that's the best thing to make love to?
I did not know that. I thought it was static from the TV. you know what? every once in a while, I'll have a guest, and then I'll let her find out that, you know, it was like the greatest person that ever lived. I have a feeling this is going to be one of those things where it's like, oh my gosh, you had Senri Oe on the show? And I was like, yeah. And it's like, what did you talk to him about? Red Monkey, Yellow Fish? All right, we will take a quick break and we will come back. You know, over the years, I've had the Schmodown contestants when it comes to movie trivia, and maybe they can match wits with the great Jan Wall on the other side. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back on Sports Byline.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. The results of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is out there looking for impaired drivers, to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
So a friend told me about Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, and his exact words were, it changed my life.
I used to spend a ridiculous amount of time trying to remove tomato sauce from inside our microwave and soap scum off the bathtub.
It's like seriously magic, and my secret weapon for cleaning the kitchen, bathroom, doors and walls, and even keeping my sneakers clean.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Greatest invention ever.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, the unicorn of cleaning.
Are you saying that I put an abnormal brain into a 7.5 foot long, 54 inch wide gorilla? What? Is that what you're telling me?
This is the only sports talk show that features a Rhodes Scholar, but he ain't here today. Now, back to Rick Tittle.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast, around the world on American Forces. Jan Wall, of course, along with me, a Friday hour number one. You know, over the years, we've talked to a lot of the Schmodown characters, and we have a big match tonight. Mike the Killer Kalinowski versus Chandru the Chosen, Don DePonte, and the two gentlemen join us right now. Mike, let's start with you. How nasty does this get for real?
Well, you know, it you try not to take anything personal, but it never fails, or it always fails, I should say. So it always feels personal. So yeah, this is a big rivalry that's been kind of there forever, and building. So you kind of try and separate it to not get in your head about it, but that doesn't always work in my favor. If that answers the question.
Mike, are these mostly movie based questions, show business?
All movie based, and because
okay,
Night is a. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I'm a classic movie buff. Would I be able to participate?
Okay.
I mean, I'm good at classic Hollywood.
You would probably be good in the regular league, but what Chandra and I are doing, it's called Inner Geekdom. So this focuses on a specific group. It's around 300 movies. It's Star Wars, Star Trek, Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, DC, Marvel Comics, Planet of the Apes, Alien, Predator, Terminator. So anything geek, anything you'd see people walking around at like a comic convention in a costume.
Right.
That's what
right.
these movies are about, or these questions will be about.
Now, Chandru,
I hope your classics would do very well in this.
Chandru, I understand that you're the Conor McGregor, but in the pejorative, because they say that you're loud and obnoxious. Are you loud and obnoxious? And is that just part of your game face?
I mean, that's what others think of me. So I definitely use that to my advantage, and like any sort of edge that gets me on the player that I'm playing, I would do that to get in Mike's head as well. And with Mike, I don't even have to do that. I already live rent free in his head, so it kind of comes easy to me too. And when you're as good as me in this division, like you have no reason to not be proud of what you've done and what you've accomplished, and how good you are in this game, basically.
Well,
I love that. I've been called loud and obnoxious most of my life, and I thought it was because I'm a chick, but I like to hear a guy called that, too.
No doubt. Now, Mike, I'll throw it to both of you. We'll start with you, Mike, and then Chandru. What is the one question that you choked on, and you saw the last person I talked to, they said they choked on Amy Poehler. They could see her. They knew who she was. They couldn't come up with the name. What's a question that you're humiliated that you missed one time?
Oh, go ahead.
Say one of them. Okay. We don't do the long list of all of the jokes that you've done. Just do one.
Yeah, you know, speaking of Chandra living rent-free in his head, I'm just reminded as I'm kind of walking outside, he's not really living rent-free in my head. He's kind of like that crappy neighbor you have next door that leaves dog crap all along when they're walking. You accidentally step on it and you forget that he's there. You're like, I forgot I live next door to Chandru. Mm-hmm. Like, my career, I'm so far above him and the amount of titles I've won. It's kind of like that annoying neighbor. I don't really think about him that often, but every now and then I hear something going on next door. I'm like, yep, I live next door to Chandru. But like every great player in the league, we do have our moments that falter. There was a moment early in my career, as one of my first matches, I played what's called a five-way against five people. I was set to win it, came down to like a sudden-death question, and anyone that knows me knows I love Batman, and it came down to a Batman question, and they said, you know, in Suicide Squad, Harley Quinn calls Joker, what does she call him constantly in the film? And I'm such a deep lore of Batman, I went even deeper than the surface question, and I said the Clown Prince of Crime, which is what she calls him. But the answer they were looking for was pudding.
Mm.
And I lost on that. So that one, that was my first loss in IG. It sticks with me. And I'm sure Chandra would love to rebuttal to that, so I will defer to him now, and we can hear his wonderful voice again.
Yeah, by the way, I had a five-way after my prom. Go ahead, Chandra.
I don't have a long
list. Oh, God. Five?
I don't have a long list. I don't have a long list of, you know, joking moments. Mike does, but like the one that kind of I keep remembering is like from my rookie year, that was almost 2 years ago now, was a question in the category of Harry Potter. It was what was Dumbledore's sister's name, and I got in my own head about this, and the answer was Ariana. I ended up just being Ariane instead, and I'm pretty sure I lost the match just because of that one miss, and it's still It's still the only miss I've had in Harry Potter category in like 3 years, because just like Mike with DC, I pride myself in knowing and loving Harry Potter. So that miss with me forever. And like since then, I've had no such miss, and I've been part of that fact too.
All right, a couple more questions about this great movie trivia schmodown, and we're speaking with Mike Kalinowski and Chandru Dandapani. Chandru, what is it like though? When you know that Mike is the GOAT and he's the only guy to be the 3-time champion, does that eat at you, or does that just make you want to knock him off the mountain even more?
You heard that right.
You say three times.
You say GOAT.
Yeah, we got that.
And also, to become a 3-time champion, you have to lose your championships two times, which he has had a lot of experience doing, so I'm pretty sure he's going to lose the championship again to me today.
And, good one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's been in the league twice as long as me and 3 times as many divisions as me, so I do expect him to have more accomplishments than me, of course. But, like, there's one thing he has never done that I've done. Like, I've won more successful division defense than him, and he has never successfully defended any belt, any championship in this division, any championship in this league, and that's what's going to happen today too. I'm just going to be really happy taking the belt away from a 3-time champion. That just confirms that I'm the GOAT of this division. Because
let me interject this, Mike. The title is officially Inner Geekdom. So how geeky are these questions going to be?
Well, what I like to think is they're the deepest of deep, you know. And like Chandru has, you know, was touting my accomplishments. I play in 3 leagues, or 3 divisions. Chandru only plays in 1, so I'm doing different. Like the singles and teams is completely different question than Intergeekdom. They are separate questions, and we pride ourselves at players in IG. The level of question goes so much deeper than than the regular play. I'll give you an example. I lost IG tournament. I lost on a 5-point question. It was in the MCU, which is the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Tony Stark has robotic arms. Name the 2 names of the robotic arm. And so, like, that's something, like, if you watch it, they're said once, but they're said, the answer was Dummy and You. And the way that Robert Downey Jr. talks to them in the movie is like, hey, Dummy, can you give me that? Mm-hmm. Or, hey, you hand that over, so you're not really sure. And then when you watch closed captions, which a lot of IG players
when we study, we watch the films with the captions on, so we can kind of, you know, get that extra level in there. So they and the writers like to pride themselves on being, you know, super deep. Like when I watch movies now, it kind of takes the fun out of it because I'm watching it for, you know, oh, what song played in the background in this scene, and you know, what's the number they're pushing on the elevator to go to the third floor.
I think
so,
that's
that takes
funny
the fun
too,
out of movie watching.
You know, that's fun. Hey guys, I really want to know. I mean, I really dig what you're doing, and I love this idea of inner geekdom. And I'd like to play, but I, like I said, I'm more into classic Hollywood. So you said I could be like first. What was? How do I do that? I mean, how can I do
in
that?
In singles division?
Yeah.
Can you play along?
Yeah.
You reach out to the chairman, Christian Harloff, say, hey, I want to get in there. I think the two of you guys would be a great team. You guys come in, we'll
Me
come
too.
Up with a catchy name for you.
Yeah.
And then you go for it.
So how do
so
you're
going
to announce
you know,
this, Rick, right? How we do this? Okay.
I'll get right on that, but I have to wash my hair first.
Come on in.
Well, I have one more question before we let you go for Chandru. Chandru, there are people who say that, not, obviously you have no respect for your opponents. There are some who say you have no respect for the game at all. Is that true?
Oh. Wow. That is a large
That's
claim.
Heavy.
Like, I do this because I love and respect the game as much as I can. And that is such a false claim. Like, I just show my respect for the game in different ways than the traditional ways that other people do. So it just reads to them as not being respectful. But I have a lot of respect for the game. But when it comes to respect for the players, you know, some players I do respect, but some players who are sort of like long in the tooth and like have no reason to be in the division anymore and have to retire and are like way past their retirement time, I do not.
Whoa, little ages.
And they have the initials MK, maybe?
Well, I'll tell you this. Chandru likes to throw out the ageism. Chandru has several times referred to me as his daddy. So I think what's only going to be fitting in this match is I think finally someone's going to bend him over my knee and spank the hell out of him like a father should to teach him some manners. This old dog has got some new tricks he's going to show on Chandru tonight.
Well, I got to say, out of all the Schmodown previews I've done, this one definitely has the most bad blood. It is Mike Kalinowski. He is the GOAT, the killer, and Chandru Dandapani, who is the chosen. They'll be part of it. For more information, go to the Schmodown Live, and it's going to be, you're going to have the singles tournament round one, the singles number one contender, and of course, our two guests here for the inner geekdom title. Gentlemen, may the best man win, and we'll catch up with you down the road.
Good luck, guys.
Thank you very much, guys.
All right, good stuff. And Jan, we got a wreck on the other side?
Okay, babe.
Let's do it. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity.
The annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers contains the little known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and the annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-251-7460. 800-251-7460. 800-251-7460. That's 800-251-7460.
You're crazy, man. You're crazy. I like you, but you're crazy.
I saw Rick Tittle at the laundromat last night, and I was hella checking him out. I just kept staring at him, and he played like I wasn't even there. I be like that then.
All right, Jan Wall, what should we be watching?
Well, here's the thing. We were talking about the Larry Edmonds bookstore with Sean in Hollywood, this place where you get everything to do with movies, books, posters, lobby cards, everything, scripts. So I was there for 3 hours, and then they shipped me a bunch of stuff.
What did you buy? Can you tell us something you bought?
Yeah, I have it right here. I have about 10 of them right here, but I'll just pick one. It's called Hollywood's Hard Luck Ladies, 23 actresses who suffered early deaths, accidents, missteps, illnesses, and tragedies.
Wow.
And it's these women, and a lot of them you haven't heard of, but there's pictures of them. There's all kinds of interesting stuff of the ones who didn't really make it because they couldn't, because they had early deaths, accidents, missteps, illnesses, tragedies. And it's just so interesting because, I mean, sometimes they had bad affairs that turned into guys who were gangsters. Mm. You have to remember in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, gangsters were in Hollywood a lot.
Yeah.
People like Bugsy Siegel. So some of these women got involved with them and got killed, or some of them, were alcoholics or drug addicts. I mean, just fascinating, and all these pictures of them. And, it's the kind of thing that you get at Larry Edmonds bookstore. I mean, I'm telling you, it's fantastic, the stuff you... And this is great sort of airplane reading or poolside reading, it's
bathroom.
Really fun.
Sure. I started watching this series on Netflix called Clickbait. It's like 8 episodes, and it's set in Oakland, which is kind of cool because you see a lot of the sites and Lake Merritt and stuff.
Yeah.
They did blow it one time. They said Temescal instead of Temescal, so you can tell they're not from here. But I got to about the third episode, and I kind of petered out halfway through.
Yeah, it can happen with those things.
Yeah.
Sometimes, though, like the Kaminsky method.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see that?
No, I know you love it
Netflix?
With Douglas.
Love it. I did not. There's 2 seasons that I did not peter out at all.
Mm.
I would really recommend the Kaminsky method with Michael Douglas Alan Arkin and Kathleen Turner. Man, it is just incredible about modern day this teacher who teaches all these poor kids who want to be actors.
Mm-hmm. Great stuff, Jen, as always. We'll check you out next time, y'all. Have a great weekend. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back. We got 2 hours.